Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. We have an interesting conversation from our Gmail today. We're going to be speaking and have Mr. Fuller address in the compensatory fashion the extinction of white people. That came from one of our Gmails, and I'll read the Gmail to you. To get in contact with the show in today's conversation, you can call 1-877-932-9766. You can also do this. You can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then you will type in the word radio, and then scroll down to the area where you can type in Talktainment number 2, and then you're live right there on YouTube. And while you're there, hit the subscribe button and the like button. The easiest way you can do is to go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and click on program, or listen live, excuse me, and you're right there. Hey, while you're there, I'll make that in a moment. And the last way, you can go to facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you're right there. Hey, listen, we are about halfway at our goal. Our goal is $4,000, and we're at $2,000 for the donation. So pick up the pace, please, and donate to the second hour of the Compensatory Concept. We're at we're just about at $2,000, and we need $4,000 to make this thing work. So please, ma'am, please, sir, if you will, donate for the second hour of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Okay, I think that's all the house cleaning out of the way. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., who is live on the line from Washington, D.C. And as our custom is, Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you? Ooh, I can't. Hello, Mr. Fuller? Okay. While we get that straightened out here, let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. We'll do this. Okay, you're getting ready to bring him in. Okay, that's good. Okay, let me know. Can we do it now? Okay. All right, Mr. Fuller?
Hello.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you're loud and clear now. A little difficulty. We got that together. Okay, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and as our custom is, Mr. Fuller, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay. We are going to be talking about the extinction of white people today, coming from our Gmails. As a matter of fact, the person who wrote it, David, said the population declined the eighth area, maybe. Okay. Anyway, let's go from there. Gmail today. He says, first of all, he wanted to thank you, Mr. Fuller, but he said, recently, Mr. Fuller, in the media, there are a lot of articles about white people having problems with population decline. Some say the new abortion laws are designed to increase their population. The code says, under the system of white supremacy, under the system of white supremacy, the system is a global system. You have stated many times that the world is like a prison and the white supremacists are the wardens and the prison guard. My question, Mr. Fuller, is this. If white people go extinct, back to the population decline, would the system go away? Meaning, there is no more prison guards and wardens, so the system cannot run without the prison managers. I'm trying to get clarity because the population decline is confusing. Could you address that, please?
Well, first of all, we don't know whether the population is declining or not, because we don't know that people are telling the truth. In a war, as some people have said, what's the first thing that dies?
The truth, isn't it?
The truth. So we are being told that there's a population decline. We don't know. By we, I mean the victims of racism, the prisoners of war. We just know what we are being told. And it could be a huge population decline of non-white people through all kinds of things. That could be. Then on the other hand, there could be, actually, a population decline among white people. And, of course, that would be of serious concern to the white supremacists. But since they're in charge anyway of the entire planet, they would just make that adjustment. They would see to it, comparatively speaking, that the population of non-white people was stabilized in a way that they can handle it the way they want to, which they have always done, and that the population of white people would stay the same or increase or decrease as long as one criteria is met, and that is you have the system of white supremacy in place. That's the only thing they're concerned about. The figures may change. The statistics may change. The locations of white people as compared to the locations of non-white people may change. But when the white supremacist wakes up every morning and goes to bed every night, all they want to know is one thing, just one. Does white supremacy still exist, and is it the dominant government of the people of the planet called Earth? And if that, and the answer is yes, they are totally satisfied. Doesn't make any difference how they do it, as long as that is the way it stays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, David is asking, and he's asking for your opinion according to the code. He said, if the white people go extinct, meaning back to the population decline, would the system of white supremacy go away? Meaning there are no more prison guards and wardens. So if there are no more prison guards and wardens, the system cannot run without prison managers.
Absolutely. Which means that the white supremacists would no longer be in business because they wouldn't exist. But, so the question is, would their system still exist? And the system couldn't exist without them.
Mm-hmm.
But what you would have, and people have asked me right now, if the white people of the planet suddenly disappeared, what would you have among non-white people? You would have chaos like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because the system of white supremacy is the criteria for everybody's behavior. And when that goes away, you're going to have the residue from what was already in place, because the non-white people don't know what to do. We're proving that over and over again, because we've been prisoners of war. We don't know how to run anything. Prisoners of war just know how to run scams on each other in a prison, because that's all they're allowed to do. So we'll still be trying to just run up and down the street, trying to do things to each other, trying to get over on each other and figure out ways to do it better, because that's all we know. We don't know anything about harmony. We don't know anything about cooperating. We don't know anything about empathy, even though we pretend we do. But prisoners, like all prisoners, just feed off of each other. So it'll just be a total shambles. Now, so according to logic, knowing this, what do? You practice what you would be doing in those circumstances as best you can when white supremacy no longer exists. You keep that in mind as you get up every day and go to bed at night. All in between, every waking moment, you're supposed to be doing what? Concentrating on knowing the difference, first of all, between what is constructive and what is not, and always, always try to practice doing the most constructive thing, and don't make contact with people. We got to start practicing that now for whatever the future might mean, because it's not going to be a future worth having anyway unless we get on a completely constructive agenda. That is what every black person, every non-white person on the planet should be doing. A planet of justice. We want to evolve into what we might call universal man and universal woman, and which means most of the ways we have of going about doing everything has to be very closely examined, starting with our contacts with each other. They have to be totally constructive. We have to start practicing that as best we possibly can in the prison yard called the system of white supremacy. When you pick up a telephone or make contact, either directly or indirectly, by any means, you say, is this that I'm fixing to say, this contact that I'm going to make with anybody, white or non-white, is it going to produce a constructive result? Or is it going to be what it usually is when it comes to non-white people? Something that is tacky, trashy, or terroristic. Because these are the things that govern the conduct of the people on this planet 24 hours a day here in 2019 in every area of activity. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. It's all comes under capital letters, the three T's. Tacky, doesn't get any better than tacky. Trashy or terroristic, one of those is how the people of this planet, that's how we conduct ourselves every day. We are nowhere near having the quality relationships, in capital letters, the quality relationship that people are supposed to have on the wonderful planet that we have been given.
Okay.
You don't have a single quality relationship. It's all tacky, trashy, or terroristic. One of those three T's.
Being or given that the situation concerning extinction, if it in fact exists, or if it's not a ploy of deception by the racist white supremacists to distract us, since they employ all sides, if it is extinction, and we're supposed to be practicing justice, and let's just say, because I don't know, but if it is gone, or if it is torn down, or if they do become extinct, and we were or are in the prison, but they're gone now, would we automatically begin to practice justice, even though we've been taught their trashy, terroristic ways?
No, we wouldn't. Look at us the way that we are right now. People have a tendency to keep doing the things they're used to doing. So look at black people right here in the northwestern hemisphere. If there were no white people on the planet, if we woke up tomorrow or sometime before noon today in the northwestern hemisphere, in most places, we look around and all of a sudden white people have disappeared. I mean, and all the buildings and grocery stores and everything is still here. The highways are still here. The rivers are still here. Everything is still here. There's still food on the shelves. There's still farm equipment sitting out there, but nobody's there. No white people are there. You find black people, brown people, yellow people, people who are classified as non-white. No white people. I'll say what I said before. Chaos like you wouldn't believe, because when you take the most powerful factor out from among any people, if the monitor, a stern monitor, a cruel monitor, or a kind one, walks out of a classroom, you know, you have a classroom full of children, which is what we all are. The non-white people of the planet are children. We're not grown. We haven't had any experience in being what you call grown people. None. Zero. None of us. We've been prisoners of war before we were born. So when the monitors are gone, we look at each other and say, where is the teacher? The teacher walks out of the classroom. Where's our guide? Where are the people that knocks us over the head and makes us do what we have to do for them and presumably in helping them to support us, and while we're supporting them according to their rules, which is tyranny, all right, the way that they go about doing it, the system of white supremacy. So the white supremacists alone, I'm not saying all white people are white supremacists, but if all white people go, then the white supremacists are gone. So that means non-white people are just left with what they know to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at what black people know to do when they are left alone among themselves. Anywhere on the planet, look at how we conduct ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Under the system of white supremacy, because we're really not left alone. We just think we are, mm-hmm. even in the places where they say, well, this is an all-black country. There's no such thing as an all-black country. Nowhere on the planet. Everything is being run by the white supremacists, either directly or indirectly. And so if the white supremacists disappear, we will be on automatic doing the things we usually do, only it'll be more of it. So if we're used to robbing and stealing and killing each other, you're going to see that wholesale. And when those grocery store, when the shelves start becoming empty, because it'll be hallelujah time, I mean, for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because black people would just be riding around. They would go into don't even think about the car dealerships. They would empty out in no time.
Mm.
And black people driving up and down the highway, wrecking cars like you wouldn't believe, and then jump out of one and jump into another one. Jump into a sports car and go tearing down the highway.
Total chaos, huh?
Total chaos. Road warrior.
Mm.
That's what it'll degenerate into.
Mm.
I mean, we know that. We might pretend that we don't know that, but we know that. We know how we are. We try to pretend that we're not that way. We're that way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to come off of it with all this black pride nonsense.
Alrighty.
There's nothing to be proud of.
Nothing.
Prisoners of war is what we have always been since the beginning of white supremacy. And prisoners of war who feed off of each other, who have just talked like in the movie Shawshank Redemption, just walk around in the prison yard trying to scheme against each other. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to do that wholesale. You'd better believe it. I don't know for how long, because at some point, maybe when we're practically decimated each other down to maybe 15 or 20 people left, somebody might come to their senses and say, hey, we can't keep going on like this. We got to learn to cooperate.
Yes, sir.
We got to get along with each other. There ain't nobody left.
Okay. Let me pause here for a second. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I'm going to share with you. Super Cool, Blue Mood Saturday, and The Jazz Show. Now, all these shows, or these three shows, are exclusive to the TalkTainmentRadio.com platform. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainment Radio homepage and look under programs, and then you'll have an opportunity to see the programs available for you that we offer here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. And while you're there, just sample them. And do this, too. Hit that Go Donate button for the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and yours truly, Mr. Bobby. That helps us to keep the second hour on. But anyway, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you can get them. So go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, look for the scheduled programs and time. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and our lead topic question today is the extinction of white people. And if you heard the first 20-something minutes, Mr. Fuller gave his explanation or answer or suggestion to the question that David submitted. But we will also take your phone calls, 1-877-932-9766, and we will try to get your Gmail, 7MrBobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Okay, here is a question about white, I was going to say white splaining, but we'll get to that in a moment. Mr. Fuller, I was asked to ask you, did you get a chance to see, as you said that you would try to do, When They See Us, the documentary or the series about the Central Park Five?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't gotten around to that.
Okay.
I've been very, very busy lately.
Mm-hmm.
And but I did mention it to someone, and they said they'd make it available for me.
Good.
When I could get around to looking at it.
All righty.
Because I'll try to do that as soon as possible.
Yeah, many people ask me, have you seen it yet? And I tell them, I don't know, because as you well know, you and I, most of the time, we don't speak during the week. Our shows are completely unrehearsed, and that's the way we do it. But I was asked to ask you that. Okay, so somebody's going to do that for you. Good, then, because they have a lot of questions for you. Okay, question came up about white splaining. Have you ever heard that term, Mr. Fuller?
About what now?
It's called white splaining.
White
splaining. Mm-hmm. White splaining, all one word.
White slinging?
No, splaining, like explaining, but white splaining.
White splaining.
Splaining. Like like using the word explanation or explaining.
I haven't heard that term.
Okay, well, anyway, I was asked to ask you that. And what it is, according to the Urban Dictionary, the act of a Caucasian person explaining to audiences of color the true nature of racism. A Caucasian person explaining social, political events, and or history to audience of color as though they are ignorant children, a Caucasian person explaining to the audience of color that what they think will benefit themselves and their families and communities will, in fact, harm them, and vice versa. This is what somebody had written about white splaining. Let me get this Gmail here. Excuse me here. Okay. Is it at the top here? Nope. Wait a minute. Just hang on here so I can get the Gmail. Okay, here it is. This person was writing in concerning that, that he found that that white people use this tactic to explain and support other white races concerning how they feel. What do you think about that, just hearing it offhand?
Well, it sounds like white supremacy. That's all, just one of the elements in it, which is deception by the use of words.
Yes.
That's how the white supremacists use words when it comes to the non-white people of the planet. They just, when they talk, they are deceiving you, because that's an excellent way to control people.
Yes.
Anybody that you can deceive, and they don't know that they are being deceived, you can control. You can do anything you want to with them. Why? Because they are deceived. They think that you are doing something to help them when you're really doing something to hurt them, but they don't know that you are doing something to hurt them rather than help them. So deception is a huge weapon. The white supremacists absolutely rely on it in all nine areas of activity. They have to be deceptive. They have to fool people when it comes to what? Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war, deception, deception, deception. Fool them. Keep them fooled. Keep them confused. When you're fooling people, you're confusing them.
Yes.
And if it's 10 people in a room, and I've said this many times, and I'm going to repeat it again. If it's 10 people in a room, and 9 of those people are confused about everything that comes up, but you got one person who is not confused, the question is, logically speaking, who is the most powerful person in that room? The most powerful person is the person that knows what the truth is. And the other people are acting on falsehood. Why? Because the 10th person has fooled them. So anybody that you can fool, you can control.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the law of the universe. The white supremacists know this. So when they open their mouths and say anything, it doesn't make any difference how they say it, they're saying it to a non-white person. If that white person is a white supremacist, they're being deceptive one way or another.
That's a
an arch deceiver, what you might call a supreme deceiver, which is what they are, it means you can't detect the deception. That goes without saying about deception itself. If you can detect the deception, if you know that you are being deceived, you're not being deceived.
Correct.
But every victim of racism should have the position in his or her mind of, I've often used this as a cliche saying, here they come, what are they up to now?
Mm.
That should always be your position. I mean, I don't care how they approach you, what they're saying, how beautiful it sounds,
yes, sir,
how much money they bring, because right now they're bringing tons of it, particularly in certain areas of activity.
Mm-hmm.
The entertainment field, in the field of sex, all of this sexual distortion, sexual sabotage, sexual cosmetic sex and whatnot, Confederate sex that they are dumping on the non-white people all over the planet, they're coming with tons of money.
Yes. Did you say anything before we go to break? Did you say anybody that can be deceived can be controlled?
Oh, sure.
Okay, all right.
You deceive anybody. I mean, you know, just try it. I mean, you know, anybody can do it.
Okay.
People do it all the day. You have to.
All right.
You have to be deceptive in the system of white supremacy anyway.
All right.
One thing, being a hypocrite is required.
Okay, let me get
in
this.
In the system of white supremacy.
Okay, we got
a part of everybody.
Okay, we have to break it here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We will have more on the extinction of white people on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty, talktainmentradio.com, we go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are talking about the extinction of white people, if that were possible, or if that's what's going on. You've been seeing a lot of mass murders going on committed by white people. Is this a ploy by the racist white supremacists to control the narrative of that story by looking like it could be an extinction of their people? I don't know if that is the case or not. We've had Mr. Fuller address that. He has given his opinion in the first, or suggestion, excuse me, in the first 25 minutes of the program. We also are taking your Gmails, and if you do Gmail me, trust me on this one, I will try to get those up immediately. So Gmail me if you have a question, and we can do that. We just did white explaining, and Roop Dog did give a thanks for answering his, or have Mr. Fuller addressing his question. This comes from a person by the name of I Test Mr. I'm sorry, Mr. Fuller. Would you continue on that explanation? Because you did make a comment that anybody that can be deceived can be controlled, and then we'll move on. That was a powerful statement.
Oh, yes. I mean, well, you see the effects of it. And when you buy something, if you're being deceived, you buy something, you think it's something that's going to give you good, excellent service and all like that, buy a can opener, and you take it, like I did recently, and it doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't work on all cans, all right? It's a can opener, but it won't work for all cans.
Mm-hmm.
It'll work for some cans. Depends on who made the can, because the people who are in the can in business may not make a can that's designed to be opened by a standard can opener, whatever that means, if you can find out what is a standard can opener. So, you know, you have all kinds of ways of deceiving people.
And yes.
I think it was Mark Twain, if I'm quoting him correctly. And it's real important to quote people correctly.
Yes, sir.
I hope that I'm quoting him correctly. He said, there are three types of lies.
Uh-oh.
This is from Mark Twain.
Okay.
He said, plain lies, if I recall correctly, plain lies, that's number one, damned lies, that's number two, and statistics.
Hmm.
So on that third one, it kind of applies to what we're talking about now. Say, what's the population of white people, of people classified as non-white, as compared to people who are classified as white anywhere on the planet? Well, it comes down to another question. who controls the what? Statistics.
Okay.
Anybody can push a button on a computer and say, hey, you know, it's only, 35 white people left on the planet. All the rest of these people are non-white. And you walk out on the street and you see, you know, that couldn't be true. You're looking at something different, but you're being told something different from what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's easy to do, particularly for what? A person who is the master of statistics anyway. And that would be who in the system of white supremacy? It would be the white supremacists.
Okay.
So they say what the population is, even in where they are black people. They tell the black people in what's supposed to be black countries, you might say. The white supremacists say, oh, no, that's not your population. I double-check your population. Your figures are all wrong. You don't have that many people there. Or that you have a whole lot more people than you actually have. All right? And so they act accordingly. Why? Because they are the prison masters of all of the non-white people on the planet. That's what white supremacy means.
Yes, sir.
All information, so-called.
Okay.
False or true.
Okay.
Comes from them.
Comes from them.
Other than what we just imagined.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, he's deceased now, but he once said, it was very profound, he said, figures don't lie, but liars figure. I thought that was very good. Speaking of a number here concerning our donations, I was given some information this morning concerning the donation for the second hour of the compensatory concept with Neely Fuller Jr. and yours truly as co-host. We are just at $2,000. We need $4,000. So we would like for you to donate the remaining balance, which would be $2,000, and send those donations in. And there's a donate button on the home page, a gold donate button. Hit that and send it in so we can complete our goal, I guess, for this year of $4,000. We're roughly at $2,000. Right now. Okay, let's see here. Where am I supposed to go here? Oh, okay. Mr. Fuller, coming up here, this is the time I'm going to dedicate to your book. And a lot of people have been asking about it as far as overseas, especially Brother Sloan down in South Africa. I don't know what the situation is. Some of them are trying to use other means to get your book, but I think on one program you described how we can get the book by going to, producejustice.com and then through Talktainment Radio. I believe that's what that was. But anyway, this is the time that we have set aside for you to speak on your book. So could you please do that, sir?
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. Produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E, justice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook and the word guide. Now, the original textbook was up there, so I've been told. I haven't looked at it lately, but it's been taken down temporarily for some reason or another. They are having, what's being mentioned on this program, a logistics problem. And we're having this with the book, period. And definitely when you start talking about overseas shipments, none of the books, for the most part, are available overseas except in what is called the United Kingdom. Now, how extensive that is, I don't know. But the people in South Africa, they'll have to get in contact with somebody from here directly, or somebody in the United Kingdom who can deliver them the book directly. I mean, you know, people who are traveling back and forth, just tell them to get the book and bring it back. right now. That's the only way I know that they can get it. But it is being shipped in considerable numbers to places like London, so I've been told, and in Canada, so I've been told. But other than that, anywhere else in the world, it's difficult for anybody to get it. But otherwise, you go to producejustice.com, and you can get it in what they call the northwestern part, northwestern hemisphere, called the United States. You can get it there. Hmm. And in the book are supposed to be suggestions about what is going on, just suggestions and observations about how this world is being run and by whom, meaning the white supremacists, from the author's perspective, which is myself. The white supremacists run everything, not all white people, but those white people who have chosen to participate in the system of white supremacy are running everybody's business who is non-white on the planet. Now, that's either true or false, but directly or indirectly, they're running every person who is classified as non-white on the planet. His or her business, his or her affairs, his or her ambitions, all being decided by people classified as white who believe in dominating and mistreating people who are classified as non-white in all areas of activity 24/7, and that they're supreme. They're already in business. They're not trying to get in business. They've been in business as far back as anybody can remember who is breathing now, because everybody was born into the system of white supremacy, because that's the only government on the planet. There are no other governments. All other so-called governments are fabrications. They're phony governments. They don't exist. There's no such thing as the American government in the system of white supremacy. There's no such thing as an Asian government, no matter how it looks on the surface, in the system of white supremacy. Those people who are called Asians, no matter how powerful they may seem, the white supremacists can push a button and mess up their entire economy overnight, have everybody going at each other's throats. They can do that. The only reason it's not happening is they don't choose to do it, because right now it's not profitable for them to do so.
Exactly.
And when it comes to people who call themselves Africans, you can just forget it. It's a total shambles. And the people who are called Asians are being persuaded by the white supremacists, in my opinion, now to say, hey, you can get a piece of this gangster operation, too. You know, you're not going to be considered equal members of the family, but you can get a piece of the African, you know, thing, too, because we are running everything, including you, and that's why you have to go along with us, whatever we are doing. Now, we will allow you to do certain things among the Africans, you know, to make it look like you're going to do something different from what we have been doing. But you ain't going to do nothing different from what we have been doing, because we got the hammer on you, too. And don't you forget it.
Yes.
Now, that's the white supremacists, in my opinion, from everything that I'm hearing now, that's going on with people who are considered, quote, unquote, Asians, non-white people, people who they call the yellow people, and the people who are called brown and are black people, that the white supremacists are dictating how that's going to go. Because some people, many of them, in my opinion, who have the correct intention, who really want to help the darker people, the people who are really what you call solidly black, to improve themselves. But the white supremacists will say, we'll let you go so far, but no further than what we will let you go, or you will hear from us. So now you can exploit them like we do, to the extent that we exploit them, if it meets our approval, the type of exploitation. But anyhow, the book deals with all this.
Yes, sir.
The white supremacists, how they operate, what it is, and how it works.
Yes, sir.
And you can get it by going to producejustice.com.
All righty. Let's do this. Four things, and hopefully we can get them in this hour. If not, we will have to extend to the next hour. But you had quoted Mark Twain earlier. One of our loyal listeners, Roop Dog, had this to say going up. He said that a little lie can travel halfway around the world while truth is still lacing up her boots. Quoting what you had said about Mark Twain, he said, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. Among other common lies, we have the silent lie, the deception which one conveys by simply keeping still and concealing the truth. Many obstinate truth mongers indulge in this dispensation, imagining that if they speak no lie, they lie not at all. It is my belief that nearly any invented quotation played with confidence stands a good chance to deceive. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. The history of our race and each individual experience is sown thick with evidence that a truth is not hard to kill and a lie told well is immortal. The statesman will invent cheap lies, putting the blame upon the nation that is being attacked, and every man will be glad of these conscious, soothing falsities. That came from our brother Roop Dog concerning that, but his main point was the quote that you made from Mark Twain. There are lies.
Oh, he was able to find that. Is that it?
Yes, sir. He was able to find it. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay. I recommend that people do that, because sometimes I misquote people, which is dangerous to do that, because I don't like to be misquoted at all.
Yes, sir.
All right. So nobody should ever be misquoted, whether they're white or non-white. I mean, you want to say exactly what the person said. Okay. So if anybody can find that quote that Mark Twain made, I read it maybe many decades ago, so I may not be quoting it exactly the way it was said, so I want that to be understood.
Yeah.
Well, he punchlined that particular statement by saying statistics is a way of lying.
Yes.
You can lie with statistics very easily.
All right. Thank you, Roop Dog. Let's see here. Mr. Fuller, we're going to revisit this point you made last week in the remaining 7 minutes. You said this, the illusion of getting better, mind-altering drugs controlled by the races. Someone had asked about that. They wanted a further explanation about that.
Oh, well, anything that is false, whether it's a chemical or whether it's in the political sphere or whether it's in the religious sphere, any type of falsehood throws everything off. If you have one lie that's told in one area of activity, a lie is so poisonous that it will permeate in all the other areas of activity. Like you can have a lie, in politics, which is just interaction between people, and that will affect what happens in religion, in sex, in economics, in entertainment, in anything. See, this is why the white supremacists make sure that they are experts when it comes to lying, when it comes to spreading false things.
Deceptions.
When it comes to fabrications of all types. They are well schooled in that, better than anyone, and they are masters of it. No one beats them at that type of thing. And the people who are called red people said they speak but forked tongue. They're really, really very skilled at it. Say one thing, do another. Say one thing, do another, over and over and over again. But when they're talking to you, man, they charm you to death. I mean, they spoon feed you that sugar and honey, and you were just old. I mean, and if you're a black person and you're not aware of it, would not you just grinning from ear to ear?
Yeah.
I mean, and being deceived all the time, being drawn into that net like a spider in his web.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because in our discussion group, that word, well, that phrase was mentioned, sugar honey, but it's called sugar honey iced tea. Some people know what that means, but I thought that was kind of funny that you would bring that up. Sugar, honey, iced tea. Okay, in the remaining 5 minutes, and we'll probably have to go into the next hour. This comes from, didn't say here, oh, he said eye test. He said, my question to you, Mr. Fuller, is how has technology been used to harm black people in the system of racism, white supremacy?
Oh, everything that the white supremacists do in the system of white supremacy, and this is code.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in the title of my book. This is the white code. Everything that the white supremacists do, no matter how it looks on the surface, is designed to make the system of white supremacy stronger. They don't do anything that's not designed to do that. Now, they'll make mistakes, like everybody does when they're doing anything, whether something constructive, something non-constructive. You make mistakes. That's the process. But the white supremacists correct their mistakes very quickly. They examine their mistakes. They go back to the drawing board. Every time they make a mistake, they don't let that pass by, because they want to be mistake-proof in doing what? In running the business of dominating and mistreating people of color 24/7. So they always watch everything that they do and make sure that they have a smooth-running machine if they can. Sometimes the machine gets kind of jammed, like machines do, particularly faulty machines.
And
white supremacy is a faulty machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, they'll look at it. They'll tinker with it and say, hey, okay, well, put some more oil on it, okay, and see if that'll work. And if it works, then business as usual. But they never turn loose to that. Their intent is to always strengthen the system of white supremacy, no matter how it looks on the surface.
Okay. Then he said, the second question here is, in your analysis, Mr. Fuller, how much worse black survival units get in their near futures, a lot of the same-sex family in the black community? Let me read that again. My second question, in your analysis, Mr. Fuller, how much worse will black survival units get in the near future, a lot of the same-sex family in the black community?
How much worse?
Yeah,
W-R-T-H?
Well, I think he meant how much worse. Much worse will black survival units get in the near future, because there's a lot of same-sex family in the black community. I don't know what he meant by it, but that's what he wrote.
Well, if I understand the question, here again, I'll just go back to what I said just previously. The white supremacists are behind everything you see large numbers of non-white people doing, if it has a non-constructive effect. See, so it always, just keep that in mind, because there's a lot of black people who are hugely confused about this. Many millions of black people are saying, oh, the new sexuality, the new liberation of the new points of view on sexuality and whatnot, oh, this is a wonderful thing. This is a gold mine of progress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what Marcus Garvey and Harriet Tubman were really fighting for, really, at a base level.
Mm.
I mean, sexual freedom. I mean, you got to have it. We can't be just restricted to this male-female thing. That's being all bottled up in jail.
Okay, I got to cut you off. I'll let you come back with that. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. The way it should be heard. Thanks for listening to the first hour. We'll come right back with the second hour and have Mr. Fuller finish.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.